It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull tonight live on WCDO as we come to you from Sydney Central School. Folks, it doesn't get any bigger than this. A boys' MAC showdown tonight between the Sydney Warriors and the visiting undefeated Delhi Bulldogs. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly squeeze in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We're glad to have you along tonight here on CDO as well as WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. And you can go back anytime in our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to any game from the last couple of years from a variety of sports that we've done here on CDO. Football, basketball, softball, soccer, baseball, you name it. It's all right there, courtesy of SFCU. You can go back, look at our award winners from any of the past games, and get our upcoming schedule of games we'll have on the radio as well. Again, WCDOsports.com. Well, folks, you look at this matchup here tonight. It's a rematch of last year's MAC Boys Championship, where Sydney walked away with a close victory up at Suco in what was a very, very good game. And Sydney won both games against Delhi last year, both on the road in the regular season, and then to capture the MAC Championship again at Suco last February. So this is a Delhi team that has been looking for some revenge here against these Sydney Warriors, and they feel they're ready for it here tonight. Of course, Delhi is 12-0 on the season, 6-0 in the MAC League, and they're coming in ranked 7th this week in the recent New York State Sports Writers Class D poll. Of course, Sydney, based on enrollment, is a C school. Delhi is technically a D school, as they go by the enrollments there in grades 9 through 12. So Delhi was a longtime C. The last few years they've moved down to a D. They're going to have a lot of great competition there. The Class D boys sectional should be a great one with Delhi and South Courtright, as well as Southern Cayuga, Lawrence. There's a lot of good teams there. But in terms of the MAC, we have to get through that first before we head into sectional play. And Sydney right now is fighting to stay in the top four. And boy, a win here tonight would certainly be huge for that. If you're Delhi, you want to keep pace with Green, who is also 6-0. But looking at Green's schedule, they have a lot of the meat and potatoes still to come. They haven't played some of the top teams in the league, whereas Sydney, I felt their schedule was a little more top-heavy in terms of playing the best of the best. And if you're Sydney, you get into the second half of this league schedule, you have some very, very winnable games there. So if you can win one here tonight and knock off Delhi, that would certainly help, because losses against Unadilla Valley as well as Green in the early part of the season in MAC play certainly didn't help the Warriors. But they're still in very good position, sitting right now around that 3 or 4 spot, depending on how you look at it with records and tiebreakers. So they're still right in there, and that's everybody's goal, is to make the top four, get into the semifinals, and then you'll have a chance to make it to the finals. And interestingly enough, the finals this year will be at Hartwick. There was a scheduling conflict, so the MAC Championship game as well as the Tri-Valley will not be at Suco. They'll be at Hartwick. I believe that's just going to be a one-year break, as Hartwick was nice enough to let everybody in. We'll have those games there, and that'll certainly be fun as well. We're going to take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem. We'll come back and get you your starting lineup here tonight, of course, as part of our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Going to be a great showdown here tonight between the Delhi and the Sydney boys. And folks, we'll be right back here tomorrow night as well when the girls will do battle. Delhi girls are undefeated in MAC play as well, and Sydney looking to stay in the top four. So the scenario is pretty similar tomorrow night. It's all here on your local sports leader. Stay tuned for more coming up here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and comfortable. cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull tonight on CDO. Let's get you the starting lineup here first for visiting Delhi. A junior number 10, Ben Brannigan. A junior number 20, Max Hulbert. A senior number 22, Connor Giaffi. A sophomore number 24, Nate Kraft. And a senior, number 33, Cody Brewster. Head coach is Warren Kelly. On the other side for Mike Brzee and his squad, a sophomore, number 10, Stephen Smith. A junior, number 12, Alex Hoskins. A junior, number 14, Kyle Smith. A senior, number 21, Zach Green. And a junior, number 33, Colin Carl. Sydney will go right to left to start things off. Delhi left to right. And we are about to get underway here, and we're off between Sydney and Delhi. And Sydney will win the opening tip as Alex Hoskins will win that one against Nate Crabb. Here's a right side jumper for Zach Green, up and in. Great way to start there for the Warriors. And now a press by Sydney, and another steal here by Finch, up and in. Ethan Finch with the early bucket, and a quick 4-0 lead for Sydney. And now Delhi will break the press. Giaffi finds Nate Kraft, dribbles it down low, gets tied up, it's on the floor, squirts out of bounds. The ball will stay with Delhi, but boy, folks, this is the most energy we've seen out of this Sydney squad all year. They have come flying out of the gates here, just 30 seconds in a 4-0 lead. Sydney's in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the chest. Delhi in the all-maroon uniforms. The white trim says Bulldogs in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Giaffi inbounds pass down low for Kraft after it rolled out of bounds, and Kraft is fouled, and he can't make the bucket. He'll go to the line. 7:20 to go here in this first quarter, and boy, the energy in here has really picked up once we hit tip-off. It was kind of quiet. A lot of people in here didn't know what the energy was going to be like, but now it certainly seems to be a full and packed and energetic gymnasium. Here's Kraft to the line. First shot is front, off the front of the rim, and dead. No good. 7:20 to go, first quarter, a 4-0 lead here for Sydney off a bucket by Zach Green and then a steal off a press. And Ethan Finch put it in. Here's Kraft with the second shot. This one is good. So the sophomore, standing 6'4", puts it home, and now Delhi will come with some full court pressure. Looks like a 2-1-2 press here as Sydney looks to beat it, and they will. They get it to the big Sydney S at half court to the right side in front of the student section. Down low for Stephen Smith. Off the hands there of Alex Hoskins and out of bounds. Just a little too much spice on that pass. Through the hands there of Hoskins and goes back to Delhi. So let's see if the Bulldogs can settle in here with 7:07 to go in the first quarter. Sydney 4, Delhi 1. Bulldogs get it in. Sydney again with some full court pressure as well. And this one is tipped out of bounds by Alex Hoskins as Gioppi tried to pass it up over top of the zone, and he got it right by the scorer's table before it sliced out of bounds. So we're 1 minute in. It's Sydney 4 and Delhi 1. Bulldogs get the ball in again, going left to right. Here's Ben Brannigan, the point guard, at the top of the key. And to the left side for Hulbert. Crosses across the top of the zone once again here. Hulbert, left side, pull up three off the back of the rim. No good. Gioppi with the rebound, but stolen away by Kyle Smith. Ahead for Stephen Smith. Passes for Zach Green. Stops off the glass. Pops, no good. Rebound for Sydney and Hoskins. Back out for Kyle Smith. He wants that three. He takes it left side. No good. And Nate Kraft rips down the rebound for the Bulldogs. Here they are, off and running for Cody Brewster, who hit 7 3-pointers the other night on Tuesday in a win against Unitego for Delhi. Brannigan to the left side, hollering out some signals. It's still 4-1. And a shot from the left side, 3-4. Brewster, no good. The rebound is put up and in by Gioppi, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Gioppi, somehow in the land of the trees, came down with it, put it back up, and was fouled after making the bucket. 6:16 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 4, Delhi 3. And here's Gioppi at the charity stripe. The and one play is good. Gioppi puts it down. He's got three, and we're tied up at 4 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Sydney going right to left. Here's Smith trying to break the zone, or break the press, excuse me. Gets it across for Ethan Finch. Back up for Smith. Kyle Smith steps in, gets into the paint, kicks out for Zach Green. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Passes left side for Hoskins. Dribble drive. He was stripped. Ball is on the floor. Rolls out, but will stay with the Warriors. Last touched by Brewster and the Bulldogs. So we're tied up at 4 in what should be a great boys contest here tonight. And boy, the student section is really rolling here early on for Sydney. And here is Zach Green off the inbounds pass. Green down low, little fall-away jumper, no good, and Kraft is there to pick it up. But a steal right back here from Sydney's Zach Green. Green into the right side corner. We'll just slow it down, pump the brakes here, and gets it back for Smith. Crossed left side there for Hoskins. He absorbs the contact there from Nate Kraft, and we'll have a foul. So they'll actually get the call here on Ben Brannigan, who they're going to say reached in as Hoskins was going down low and got him on the wrist. Here's the team foul situation. Sydney with two. That's the first on Delhi and first on Brannigan. Down low for Hoskins on the inbounds pass, and they got him on the backdoor cut, and he puts it in. First bucket of the night there for Hoskins, and here comes the Sydney press again. Stolen away by Kyle Smith to the bucket. No good. Hoskins the rebound, and he puts it home. Hoskins with 4 points, and it's Sydney 8, Delhi 4. Bulldogs looking to run. Here's Nate Kraft, the left-handed layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. Can't put it up. And a rebound for Sydney now. And they're looking to run. It's turning into a track meet here, folks. Hoskins has his pocket picked by Gioppi. And back the other way he comes. Gioppi wants to slow it down and passes to the far side for Brannigan. Brannigan a little jab step, and now he'll pull it out. Closely guarded here in the 2-3 zone by Zach Green. Those Sydney guards not afraid to come out and get right in your face. Here's Brewster to the right side with 15 on the shot clock. Finds Gioppi in the paint. Foul line extended, jumper swish. Connor Gioppi now with 5, and it's Sydney 8, Delhi 6, with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Green to the right side for Sydney, approaching the timeline at half court. Green gets over, trying to go coast to coast, dishes off for Hoskins. He goes up, and he's fouled. Ethan Finch is checked into the game. Goes over and gives Hoskins a little high five as he will go to the charity stripe here for Sydney. 4:35 to go in this first quarter, and Hoskins will go to the line. That will be the first foul on Nate Kraft, the big 6'4" big man for Delhi. So here's Hoskins at the line. First shot is good for Hoskins, and he already has 5 points to match Gioppi on the other side. Sydney 9, Delhi 6 here on CDO. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming for Sydney's Alex Hoskins. It's good. Hoskins puts it in. He's got 6 of the 10 points here for Sydney, and the Warriors lead the Bulldogs 10-6. Here's Max Hulbert breaking the press here easily for Delhi on this trip down the floor. He's in front of the Sydney bench. Crosses the floor now and passes for Cody Brewster. Dishes one for Gioffi. Give and go back to Brewster, and the kick out here to Max Hulbert. They try to set up the zone offense. Back to Gioffi. Pulls in, stops, pops, and puts it home. Gioffi's got 7 of the 8 points here. It's Sydney 10, Delhi 8 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Ethan Finch. Dishes off now for Kyle Smith. Smith barking out the signals near half court. Dribbles in front of the Delhi bench. Now back off for Green. Pull up jumper left side. Well off the mark. Rebound for Delhi with guess who? Nate Kraft. Looking to run as the outlet pass goes to Ben Brannigan. Brannigan into the paint. Dishes down low looking for Kraft. He's in there for the left-handed layup, and it's good. Nate Kraft with 3 points, and we're knotted up at 10 with 3:35 to go first quarter. Here's Finch. Dishes for Hoskins, and now a charge is called as planting his feet in the soil. That was Nate Kraft. Took the contact, sacrificed the body, and the charge is called on Alex Hoskins. Justin Simons will check into the game here for Delhi, and Hulbert will come to the bench. We're tied up at 10 with 3:34 to go in this first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight, folks, on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take you the rest of the way here tonight, folks. Don't turn that dial. Here's Gioffi to midcourt, and he's fouled there by Zach Green as he tries to slip through that double team. That'll be the first team foul, the first personal foul, I should say, against Zach Green. That'll be the fourth team foul on Sydney, 2 on Delhi, if you're keeping track at home. 3:27 to go in this first quarter, and Delhi will inbound at midcourt with Brannigan. Brannigan going left to right here for Delhi. They are in the maroon uniforms with the white trim here. And they get it to the left corner. Here's Brewster. He's deadly from downtown. This is his first attempt tonight. It's no good. Rebound loose on the floor, wrestling and scrambling. Sydney came down with it, but stepping on the line was Hoskins, so possession will stay with the Bulldogs, and they will inbound underneath the basket. Brewster looking for the inside look. Instead, will pass up to Brannigan. Brannigan back to Brewster, pump fakes, kicks it across, and now for Gioffi, wide open, left side, corner jumper, no good. And Stephen Smith comes down with it. Somehow he found a little ray of light there and was able to go up and get that ball. Sydney and Delhi tied up at 10. This is a key boys MAC matchup tonight. Here's Kyle Smith, top of the key. Kicks one off here for Ethan Finch, and now for Hoskins, standing outside the three-point arc and to the left side as Sydney goes right to left. Finding Zach Smith up off the glass, left-handed jumper, no good, and Kraft comes down with another rebound for Delhi, and they look to run. Here's Gioffi down the right side. Now he'll slow it down. Sydney's going to go to the bench here in just a moment at the next break. We'll get you updated there. Gioffi is fouled on the left side as he pulled up for a quick jumper. And let's see who this foul is on. Oh, that's going to be on Ethan Finch, his first. Trevor Dutton will check into the game as well as Colin Carl. With 2:28 to go in this first quarter. Tied up at 10. Gioffi's going to shoot two. First one coming here for the senior leader of the Delhi Bulldogs, Connor Gioffi. Swish. Puts the first one through. He's got 8. So Dawson Backus is going to check in as well. And this is the most we've seen Mike Brzee go to the bench this year using a variety of guys. But Backus hit 4 3-pointers the other night. Hard to ignore that. Good job for him to get in and show what he can do. Second shot coming here for Gioffi. That one's off the back rim, no good. Ball is loose, and Gioffi comes up with it. Leaves one off for Brewster. Left side three is no good. Gioffi the rebound, though, and back out to Brewster. And Delhi has a fresh 35 up on the shot clock with 2:15 to go first quarter. Back to Gioffi. Three is short. Colin Carl the rebound, fighting on that far side with Connor Akins, who was there for Delhi, and they're going to say it went off of Colin Carl as those two went spilling out of bounds with one another. And so Delhi, again with a fresh 35, will inbound on that far side as they go left to right. They have it on the left wing as they get it in for Ben Brannigan. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. It's Delhi 11, Sydney 10, a good boys MAC matchup tonight here on CDO. And to the right side, and now into the paint here for the Bulldogs. Simons lost it on the floor and ripped away, and Sydney will run with Trevor Dutton. Dutton now will find Smith into the left side for Dawson Backus as they take their time setting it up here. Smith trying to recognize this defense here with 1:35 to go in this first quarter. To the far side for Dawson Backus. Three ball. This one is no good. Went a little too far, but Smith tracks down the rebound. Inside for Colin Carl. Up off the glass. It popped out. Was halfway down before it came back out. Hoskins is there to put it in. Hoskins now with 8 points, and Sidney regains the lead 12-11 with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. To half court. Here's Brannigan. Gets into it. Passes outside there looking for Akins. But it just knifed off the hands there of Trevor Dutton, who hustled back on defense and just got his fingertips on it. So 1:11 to go in the first quarter. And the Bulldogs will inbound along the baseline with Cody Brewster. Pretty close to the Sidney bench. They get it into the top of the three-point arc with Brannigan. And into the paint now, but the ball is tipped away there by Dawson Backus. And ahead for Trevor Dutton. Dutton to half court with some fancy dribbling here as he tries to get through a double team. Loses it, ball on the floor, and will stay with Sidney as it rolls out of bounds and into the Delhi bench. 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sidney leads Delhi 12-11. So Kyle Smith will inbounds directly in front of this Delhi bench. Brannigan is right there with his hands up, but Smith is able to get it in. Smith a little give and go with Backus. Back to Smith into the right side for Dutton. Dutton taking his time here with 15 on the shot clock. Back to Smith. Smith tries a little fake and then a bounce pass, but it's kicked out by Brannigan. Out of bounds, and again, in the same spot he just did, Kyle Smith will inbounds with 14 seconds to go on the shot clock. Sidney gets it in with 45 seconds to go in the first. They lead Delhi 12-11. Here's Smith and Dutton. Little give and go at the top of the key. And to the far side for Backus. Now 5 on the shot clock. Dutton with a deep 3, and that one is off the mark. Hoskins is there, tips it in, and he's fouled. Alex Hoskins is into double digits. He's got 10 points, and he'll go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. 29 seconds to go in this first quarter, and Alex Hoskins, despite not being as tall or as big as some of the Delhi players down low, has been doing a great job in the land of the skyscrapers down there. So this is going to be a foul. Let's see who they get this on here for Delhi with 29 seconds to go in the first quarter. 5 team fouls here on Sidney, and this will be 4 on Delhi, and that will be on Justin Simons. And so that basket will count. Let's see. A little discussion here by the Zebra crew as if this one's going to count. Yes, they will say it is. Delhi was raising some concern there. Maybe they thought that one was on the floor. A little conference with the officials. Either way, the bucket will count. And Hoskins to the line. Can't get the bucket to go, though, from the charity stripe. So it remains 14-11. Delhi with the ball. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Brannigan to half court. And Sidney draped all over Simons there, right on the big Sidney S, and we'll have a foul. Dutton and Hoskins were going to steal the ball there, and instead they mugged Simons. And Dutton is called for the foul. 20 seconds to go, and Delhi will get it at midcourt as they go left to right. Boy, the first quarter has lived up to the hype here between Delhi and Sidney in a rematch of last year's boys' MAC championship contest. And here is Brannigan. Passes to the far side for Akins. Akins finds Connor Gioppi now with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Gioppi kicks it out. Simons, a long three is long. And Hoskins with the rebound, but then he dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. But they will say that Delhi touched it last. Boy, I would almost disagree with that one, but somehow they say that a fingertip was in there, and it'll stay with Sidney. Can they get off a half-court shot? Here's Kyle Smith at the buzzer. It's short, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Sidney leads Delhi 14-11. More great, exciting local basketball coming up here, folks. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and reenlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back at our WCDO studios. As always, a big thank you to him. Start of the second quarter, Sydney boys leading Delhi at home 14-11. And boy, the energy is great in here tonight, folks. Very reminiscent of last year when Sydney went on that great second half run, met these Delhi Bulldogs in the championship, and the Warriors walked away with last year's MAC title. Delhi with the ball, going left to right there, and the maroon with the white trim here tonight says Bulldogs in white lettering across the front of the chest. And here is Ben Brannigan trying to find Max Hulbert. Goes over his head. Dawson Backus is there for the breakaway layup. He can't get it to go, but he's fouled by Brannigan. And Backus will go to the line. Just a little miscommunication there. Brannigan and Hulbert were trying to do a little give and go. It went over the head of Hulbert, and Dawson Backus was in the right place at the right time, had the breakaway layup, but got hacked on the way back there by Brannigan. It's his second. Backus to the line, misses the first one. So it ends up being a good foul there for Delhi, except Brannigan now, your starting point guard, has two fouls. That's 16 fouls on Sydney and four now on Delhi. Second one for Backus is no good. Can't convert. So Delhi dodging a little bullet there besides the foul. Bulldogs bring it up the floor. They cross the half-court timeline here with Max Hulbert. Hulbert, the junior, gets it down low, looking for Nate Kraft. The sophomore goes up, and he brings it back down. After missing the shot, we'll have a jump ball possession back to Sydney. Delhi fans wanting a foul there as Kraft went up. It did look like he absorbed some contact there, but the Zebra crew lets it go, and our score remains 14-11 with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. And here is Smith at half court, finds Dawson Backus, hands one back off for Smith in front of the Delhi bench. He gets caught in the double team, passes down low to Colin Carl. Delhi really swarming on defense here. Back to Hoskins, right side for Carl, up and in. Great pass there from Hoskins to Colin Carl, and Sydney leads Delhi 16-11. Walking it up the floor now is Brannigan, but he has some tough pressure here from Backus and Kyle Smith. Ahead now for Hulbert, passes off to Gioffi, who has 8 points. That's a team high for Delhi. On the other side, it's Alex Hoskins with 10 to lead the way. Ball to the left side. It rolls out of bounds and will go back to Sydney. Delhi again just losing control of it over there because of the pressure defense. And now a 30-second timeout is taken by Delhi. And boy, Sydney is fired up here, folks. Going to be a great one here tonight. 16-11 is the score. Sydney leads Delhi with 6:39 to go in the second. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area. Local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on CDO. Sydney boys at home leading Delhi 16-11. Delhi is 12-0 on the season. They're ranked 7th in the state in New York State Class D this week. So Sydney looking for the upset here tonight at home. They pass it down low right side looking for Colin Carl, and an up and down is the call. Carl not thrilled with that call by the officiating crew, but anyways, the ball will go back to Delhi. 6:22 to go in the second quarter in the student section with the cheer of Roberts Eye Care here for the officials tonight. Always creative here, this Sydney crew. Here is Hulbert to half court, and he's fouled. As Sydney has gotten very aggressive with that trap right around the big Sydney S at half court. It's a signature part of Mike Brzee's defense, but the officials calling it tight here tonight. And so Hulbert's going to go to the line because this is the 7th team foul against Sydney. So Delhi is in the 1-1. four team fouls on the Bulldogs on the other side. So Hulbert will go to the line looking for his first points tonight. One of the starting guards here for the Bulldogs. First shot for Hulbert is no good, and the rebound for guess who? Alex Hoskins. And an outlet pass here for Smith. Smith ahead for Trevor Dutton. Thought about a three, thought better of it. Gets it back to Smith down low again for Colin. Carl goes up, and he's fouled by Nate Kraft. Great pump fake there by Colin Carl to get Kraft in the air. And then he just put the body right into him, and Colin Carl will go to the line. This is going to be the second foul on Nate Kraft, and we'll see if head coach Warren Kelly decides to roll the dice, keep him out there, because Kraft is your main big guy. And to keep him out of foul trouble. First foul shot for Colin Carl is good. He now has 3 points, so it's Hoskins with 10, Carl with 3, Finch and Green both with 2 for Sydney. Second one coming here for Carl is good. So Colin Carl now with 4 points, and Sydney boys lead Del High 18-11. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Gioppi gets it in. He's got 8 points, but he's been quiet the last few minutes. Looking to lead Del High back into this game. Gioppi to the left side, reverses right side as Del High goes left to right. Now they'll get it safely back into the hands of Gioppi at the top of the key. 20 on the shot clock. They get it down low for Kraft. Reverses right side for Hulbert. Working through the options on the offense. Back down low to Kraft. Turnaround shot is blocked by Hoskins, and they're off to the races. Hoskins right side. Pulls up. Jumper. Got it. And Hoskins has got 12 points, and Sydney takes a 9-point lead, 20-11, with 5.5 to go before halftime. Gioppi to half court finds Brannigan. Brannigan left side. Puts on the brakes and finds Gioppi again. And Gioppi's going to get called for the travel here just outside the 3-point line. Gioppi looks stunned there, as I didn't think he picked up the pivot foot either as he was looking to pass. Either way, the ball goes back to Sydney with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leads Del High 20-11. And here is Kyle Smith doing an excellent job tonight with the ball, but now I say that, and there's a steal by Hulbert. Back down the floor, and a foul is called here on Smith, who tries to get back on defense. 5:05 to go in the second quarter, and this will send Hulbert back to the line where he just missed two. So 5:05 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-11, and Del High trying to inch back into this game. Zach Green's going to check back in here at the next whistle. Hulbert's first shot is in. So Zach Green will come in here for Dawson Backus. And Sydney with one of their normal starting five units out on the floor. So Hulbert to the line, his second shot coming. This one is up and in. Cool, calm, and collected is the junior Max Hulbert at the line. It's Sydney 20, Del High 13, 5 minutes to go before halftime. And now a steal by Gioppi, and he's in for the layup. And Gioppi's into double figures. He's got 10 as he took it away from Zach Green, and now it's just a 5-point game. Sydney 20, Del High 15, 4:45 to go second quarter. Sydney ahead for Colin Carl, up and in. Carl with 6 points. Sydney just zipped right across that full-court press and found a wide-open Colin Carl as Del High lost him behind the full-court pressure there. So 22-15 with 4.5 to go second quarter. Here's Gioppi. Baseline drive. Passes off for Kraft. Great look up and in there for Nate Kraft, and he's got 5. Gioppi, a nice pretty-looking no-look dish. And it's 22-17, Sydney on top with 4:15 to go before the halftime break. And here is Kyle Smith. Nice little crossover. Gets into the paint. Throws up a jumper. It's too hard. Too much mustard on that one, and Del High with the rebound. Back the other way. Here for Hulbert. Finds Brannigan. Down low for Nate Kraft. Off the glass and in, and he's fouled. Nate Kraft with 7 points, and he'll go to the line. You can see why Del High is undefeated. Even though they were down 9, they've chipped it away. It's back to 3, and Kraft could cut it right back to 2 here as the sophomore, standing 6'4", will head to the line to try to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. So here is Nate Kraft. He takes a deep breath at the line. The lefty puts it up and in. So Kraft has 8. It's 22-20 with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Sydney on top. They just led 20-11. It seems like just one eye blink ago. Inside, Trevor Dutton in the paint. Gets it to go. Shooter's touch there for Dutton. His first bucket of the night. Sydney's been shooting in the first 5 seconds of the shot clock on the last few possessions. Here's Brannigan down the left side for Del High as they go left to right. Sydney up by 4, 24-20. A boys MAC matchup here tonight. Step in jumper by Hulbert. Instead, he kicks out Brannigan. Long three. It's short. Brannigan, good fundamentals. Chases down his rebound, but can't get the rebound jumper to go. And now it looks like we'll have a whistle here against Delhi. Oh, that's the third foul on Nate Kraft as he gets called for going up over the back with 3:17 to go before the halftime break. And Kraft is going to have a seat, and I don't think we'll see him again until the third quarter if head coach Warren Kelly wants to protect him. 3:17 again to go before the halftime break. Make sure to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you a scoring summary in this tight-knit game here tonight between the Warriors, the home team tonight, and the visiting Delhi Bulldogs. Here is Kyle Smith at the top of the key. Little 3-2 zone for Delhi here with Giappi pretty much at the top of it, patrolling it. And here is Kyle Smith. Dribble drive. Finds Dutton. Pull-up jumper is short. No good. Zach Smith finds the rebound and kicks the cherry back out here to Smith. Tries to go right back to Green and lost it, and Delhi comes away. Here's Brannigan sprinting up the court. And to the left side he goes. Down low, but a steal by Colin Carl, and now ahead for Hoskins. And here comes the locomotive. Passes it back off now for Smith. Smith has his pocket picked though by Giappi. Giappi down the right side, up and in. Giappi with his second straight layup off a steal, and it's back to a two-point ball game. Giappi has 12 of Delhi's 22. 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. Sydney 24 and Delhi 22. Here's Smith into the paint. Kicks it out Zach Green. Sydney with the ball going right to left. They're in the white with the maroon trim here tonight. Dutton down low on the baseline now for Hoskins. Kicks it back out. Smith straight away three. No good. Ball in the corner. Saved by Hoskins. What an athletic play. Keeps it in with a fresh 35. Down low for Colin Carl at the right block. It's in. Colin Carl now with 8. All set up by that amazing play to save it over in the corner there by Hoskins. 26-22. Sydney leading Delhi with 1:45 to go before the half. Here's Giappi, baseline drive, and he's fouled by Dutton. Boy, great 1-2 combo here tonight. A great slugfest between Hoskins of Sydney and Giappi of Delhi. They just keep going back and back. 26-22 is the score. And so Giappi to the line. And the senior will look to put it up. First one off the front of the rim and in. So Giappi's got 13. And now Zach Green will check out of the game. And Stephen Smith will check back in. 26-23. 10 team fouls here against Sydney. Giappi, second one off the front of the rim, no good. And Hoskins skies for the rebound. Ahead now for Stephen Smith. So Sydney leading Delhi 26-23. And now Stephen Smith looking to pass in one off here for Kyle Smith, and he'll get it to him. Smith to the far side. It rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Delhi as Kyle Smith couldn't quite hold on. So 1:27 to go before the halftime break, and Ben Brannigan will walk it up the floor here for Delhi. Brannigan to the left side against the 2-3 zone of Sydney with Smith and Dutton at the top of it. Now for Giappi. Giappi into the right corner outside the three-point line. Holding on to it. Now he finds some room. Stops, pops, puts it in. Connor Giappi's got 16 here in the first half, and we're tied up at 26 with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Here is Stephen Smith. Finds Dutton at the top of the key. Dutton gets into the paint. Great move. Just couldn't get it to go, but he's fouled. So that will be a foul here on Connor Akins of Delhi. And Trevor Dutton will go to the line with 53 seconds to go in the second quarter. Somehow, through all the ups and downs in this contest, we're tied at 26. So Dutton to the line, and all these free throws are going to count. This one is pops out for Dutton. A rebound for Delhi. And Simons lost his dribble, but now we'll find Cody Brewster. Brewster with no points so far here tonight after hitting 6 3-pointers in the first half the other night against Unitigo. Brannigan barking out the signals here with 36 seconds to go in the second quarter, 15 on the shot clock. They find Connor Akins, back off for Giappi, right side three, no good, and a rebound for Hoskins. And an outlet pass here for Kyle Smith. Smith down the floor, finds Dutton wide open three, can't get it to go, a rebound for Brewster, and Delhi looks to run. They find Gioffi. Gioffi is in the corner, but he gets trapped, tries to pass out of it, and it's hit by Stephen Smith and out of bounds with 14 seconds to go. Still tied 26-26, and Mike Brzee will take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds here. 26-26 is the score. 14 seconds to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
14 seconds to go before our halftime break. We're tied at 26 between Delhi and Sydney, and the Bulldogs will inbound the ball. They'll get it in for Cody Brewster. He's closely guarded here by Stephen Smith. Brewster gets it to the top of the key for the Bulldogs with 7 seconds left. Now back to Brewster. Brewster on the right side trying to find Connor Akins, but it's intercepted by Sydney. It floats down the court before Sydney can get to it, and that will be our halftime score. We're tied at 26 between Sydney and Delhi. A great opening half of basketball, back and forth, a lot of action. But again, we're tied up at 26 between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report and a great second half ahead. No doubt about that here, folks. So we'll come back. We'll get you some out-of-town scores, hopefully, and we'll break down the scoring summary of this first half. So at our intermission break, it's Sydney 26, Delhi 26. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Marabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight, live from Sydney Central School. We're tied up at halftime between the Sydney boys and Delhi, 26-26. It's now time for a Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Of course, brought to you by Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And I can't help but laugh during my halftime report here as I look across at the Sydney student section, and they do such a great job over there, and they have a huge head of Mike Brzee, if you've been to the games here, and the mouth moves and everything, and it's pretty funny. But this year they decided to make one of me. I'm very honored by this, with all the great signs and costumes that they do over there, and my mouth moves, and luckily they got a good picture of me to make the head out of, but it's pretty cool. So if you get a chance to come to a Sydney game, you might see my talking head over in the Sydney student section. So I'm very honored by that. If anyone is out there that's listening, that's been a part of the student section, it's absolutely great. I love looking over there, but it makes me laugh every time I look over there. It's hard to call a game and look over and see your own face talking during the contest. It's very funny. Let's look at our first half scoring summary here. First for the home team, the Sydney Warriors. They're led by 12 points from Alex Hoskins, 8 points from Colin Carl, and then 2 apiece from Trevor Dutton, Zach Green, and Ethan Finch. So it was a really nice effort there by Hoskins and by Carl in the first half, especially Hoskins just doing a little bit of everything. On the other side for Delhi, they're led by 16 big points from Connor Giaffe, 8 from Nate Kraft, and 2 from Max Hulbert. So Giaffe really got hot right off the opening tip. Then he was quiet for a while, and then right there at the end of the second quarter, he got a couple of nice steals and some breakaway layups. And, you know, when Delhi got down by 9, they didn't really panic, and Giaffe was a big part of that, just hit some wide-open jumpers, got a couple of steals, and did a really, really nice job. So Connor Giaffe with 16 points to lead Delhi. Hoskins with 12 on the other side. So we're tied up at the half, 26-26. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Oneonta to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Oneonta offers you the best in sales and service. Visit them online at VWOneonta.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Oneonta has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Oneonta is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. 26-26, our halftime score during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, 16 big first half points for Connor Giaffe for Sydney, and 12 here for Alex Hoskins of Sydney. Yes, so Giaffe with 16 for Delhi, and Hoskins with 12 for Sydney. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO as well as WCDOSports.com. Both teams are back out on the floor as they get ready for the second half. And it was just a game of runs in that first half. You didn't know who was going to make the run next. Sydney came right out of the gate. They were on fire. Delhi came back with a little run of their own. And then Sydney had that run at the start of the second quarter. They were actually up by 9, 20-11. But Delhi weathered the storm. You can see why they're 12-0, a quality team. And they were able to come back to tie it up with a couple of jumpers by Connor Giaffi right before the halftime break. All right, we'll take one more quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for the start of the third quarter. Again, tied at 26 between Delhi here and Sydney in boys' MAC action tonight on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back as we start the third quarter live from Sydney Central School. I'm Nate Lull. Along here at Sydney Central School for the start of the third quarter, we're tied at 26 between Delhi and Sydney, as the Bulldogs will go right to left here to start the second half. Pull-up jumper by Simmons, and he gets it to go down. Justin Simmons puts it in, and it's 28-26 with 7:40 to go here in this third quarter. Delhi is in the maroon with the white trim, and the opposite colors pretty much here tonight for Sydney, the white with the maroon trim. Here is Hoskins, who had 12 points in the first half, leaves one off for Ethan Finch. Finch to the left side for Steven Smith. A little jump stop, and he'll travel as he got into the paint. So the ball will go right back to Delhi as they take the lead 28-26 coming out of the second half gate. And so Brannigan with the ball here. He'll bring it up against this full court pressure of Sydney. Now finds Max Hulbert. Hulbert back to Brannigan across half court. Brannigan dribbles into some trouble, but it goes back out front to Giaffi. Giaffi thought about a three, but Hoskins was right there in his face. Back to Simmons, pulls up, and a jumper is good. So Simmons, who had no points in the first half, comes right out and puts four in the basket here for Delhi, and it's Delhi 30, Sydney 26, with 6:45 to go in the third quarter. And here is Trevor Dutton down low. Steven Smith goes up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled. And Steven Smith will go to the line. Just a good backdoor cut there by Smith. And he got it at the baseline on that left wing side, put it up and was fouled, but couldn't quite get it to go. So Steven Smith, the 6'1" sophomore, will head to the line looking for his first points of the evening. That one is up and good for Steven Smith. The shooter's touch gets it to go down, so it's back to a three-point game. Delhi 30, Sydney 27. Smith, second shot coming. This one is up and in. Nothing but net there for Steven Smith. It's Delhi 30, Sydney 28 with 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Here's Giaffi down the right side. Giaffi tries to zip one through the zone and just gets it over the outstretched hands there of Dutton to Max Hulbert, And now Hobert, it looks like, will travel. And the ball will go back to Sydney. Hobert was trying to slip through the double team after just getting that pass away from Dutton. And then he took an extra step. And so the ball goes back to Sydney. 30-28 is the score. Delhi on top. Sydney gets it in to Ethan Finch, and they leave it back off here for Kyle Smith, and now we'll have a foul away from the ball down low. Let's see who it's on. Zebra Crew saying that it's on Delhi down low, and we'll be on Justin Simmons. Score from down the road in Bainbridge-Guilford. BG boys leading Walton 27-22 at the break. So just a quick look there at the out-of-town scoreboard. Sydney gets it in to Ethan Finch. Baseline drive, reverse layup, no good. Rebound for Hoskins. He lost it. Ball is still loose on the floor, and somehow Finch wrestles it away and gets it down low again for Steven Smith. Smith in the paint. Kicks one back out here looking for Dutton. Dutton all the way back up to half court, and they'll say it was an over and back. Mike Brzee is absolutely about to lose his mind here. As you say, he's trying to say that the ball was tipped, and now the officials will have a little conference. They're going to reverse the call and give it back to Sydney. And the official saying that it was their fault. One official overriding the other and giving the ball back to Sydney. With 6:10 to go in the third quarter, it's 30-28. You don't see that every day, a call that gets overturned. And Mike Brzee looked like he was about to explode if that call stood. Here's Hoskins at the top of the key for Sydney. Trying to pass one over there for Steven Smith. Little miscommunication, and the ball goes sailing out of bounds. And the ball goes back to Delhi. But Delhi with possession as they lead 30-28 with 5:55 to go third quarter. And here is Cody Brewster. Brewster back for Giaffi at the top of the key. Chance of defense from the Sydney student section. Now for Brannigan on the right side. Brannigan for Giaffi at the top of the key. Gets into the paint. Kicks it out looking for Simons. Jumper no good. Rebound. Both teams wrestling and scrambling, and they'll say it stays with Delhi as Hoskins and Giaffi both went piling out of bounds together, and somehow they said that Hoskins was the last to touch it. So Cody Brewster for Delhi will pass it up over top of the defense, and Giaffi comes down with it. He drives to the hoop, and he's blocked by Hoskins, and Kyle Smith will come away with it. Smith down the right side, coast to coast. He's fouled but can't get the layup to go down. Great move there by Kyle Smith, who still has not scored tonight. Looked like that one was going to go down, but the ball just wouldn't get the momentum to go in. So 5:24 to go in this third quarter. That's the third team foul on Delhi here in the second half. None on Sydney. And Kyle Smith to the line. The first one is good. So Smith gets on the board. Colin Carl will check back into the game for Steven Smith. And so it's back to a one-point game. 5:24 to go in the third quarter. It's 30-29. Delhi leading Sydney. And Kyle Smith standing at the line. He's done such a good job this season, bringing the ball up and just kind of being that silent leader here for Sydney. Second one is good for Kyle Smith, and he puts it in. Tied up at 30 with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Here is Giaffi. Passes one back for Brannigan. To the left side for Delhi. Brannigan splits through the traffic, gets to the 10, and he's fouled. Brannigan really had no options. He split a double team, got down low, and was fouled and will go to the line. That's going to be the second foul on Hoskins, and Brannigan will go to the line as, again, we're tied up at 30. It's been a great game. When one team gets ahead, the other one seems to have the answer. Brannigan's first shot is too strong off the back iron and no good. Foul shots will be so key here in the second half. Brannigan's second shot coming. Jim is silent for a split second. Brannigan puts it in. It's actually been Brannigan's first points of the night, even though he's been out there every single minute tonight for Delhi. It's 31-30, the Bulldogs over the Warriors with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here is Kyle Smith ahead now for Colin Carl, back out for Finch. Finds Smith at the top of the key, cross for Dutton, down low for Hoskins, reversing, back up for Smith, straightaway three, he got it, downtown for Kyle Smith, and Smith all of a sudden has 5 points, and Sydney leads 33-31. Giaffi down the left side as Delhi goes right to left, brings it into the half court. Things a lot slower here in this third quarter, both teams content to back off on the pressure a little bit in the full court and just play tight in the half court set. Here's Giaffi, and now he's fouled by Hoskins, I believe, or maybe they'll get Dutton. We'll see. Oh, this will be on Dutton with 4:27 to go in the third. Dutton just right in Gioppi's grill trying to play some good defense, and the Zebra crew whistles him for a foul. 33-31 is the score. It's the second team foul on Sydney. Delhi tries to get it in, but it's deflected away by Dutton. And now they'll say he stepped on the sideline and out of bounds. It'll go back to Delhi. Dutton tipped it away there from Kraft and was chasing the ball to the near side, but couldn't get there in time to save it. So Brewster will inbound here for the Bulldogs and finds Max Hulbert. Hulbert to the left side, now into the left-hand corner, drives baseline. Hulbert tries a kick out, and Hoskins is there to steal it. Little 360 to get up the floor. Here comes Hoskins. Dishes off. Kyle Smith. No good. And the rebound comes to Dutton. Good save by him. Dutton wants to go right back to the rim. Passes off for Colin Carl. Up and in. Colin Carl into double figures. And he has 10 points. And it's 35-31 with 3:55 to go in this third quarter. Delhi back the other way. And Nate Kraft takes it right to the rim. And he's fouled. No time to really even set up the offense, as Kraft just got it on the left wing and went right to the basket and was fouled, and this will be on Colin Carl, his second. So both teams with three team fouls here in this third quarter. It's 3:52 to go, and Sydney leading Delhi 34-30, 35-31. Kraft to the line, so that keeps it a 35-31 game, and he misses the first one. Second shot coming here for the 6'4" sophomore, Nate Kraft. Kraft waiting for the second shot, and this one rolls out no good, but Brewster is there for the rebound for Delhi. And now a steal by Finch, took it right away from Brewster. Trying to go coast to coast, and Finch is fouled. Finch just had a full head of steam, brought it down that right wing side and was fouled, and he will go to the charity stripe. So both teams going back and forth here, and now Warren Kelly for Delhi would like a timeout. Sydney leading Delhi boys 35-31 with 3:43 to go in the third. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on CDO. Ethan Finch to the line for Sydney. First shot is up and in here for Finch. So Finch now with 3 points. It's 36-31, the lead for the Sydney Warriors over the visiting undefeated 12-0 Delhi Bulldogs. Second shot is good for Finch. He's got 4. And Sydney with a 37-31 lead now with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Ben Brannigan down the left side. Nice little crossover move for Delhi. Pulls up jumper at the foul line is good. Excellent play there by Ben Brannigan. Made it look easy. And it's Sydney with a 37-33 lead at the moment. And here is Kyle Smith. Smith to the left side. Now he finds Dutton and back to Smith as they just work on this 3-2 zone that Delhi is presenting on defense. They pass down low, right side for Hoskins. His jumper is short, and Finch somehow comes down with the rebound. Kyle Smith now back up at the top of the key, and they want, Delhi really wanted a foul there on Finch for going up over the back, but they won't get it. Finch for Dutton, 20 on the shot clock. Back for Finch, pull-up jumper is short, and again Hoskins with a rebound, but he lost it. Knifed off of his hands and out of bounds, and we'll go back to Delhi. 37-33 is the score with 2:49 to go in this third quarter. So Delhite will walk it up the floor here with Ben Brannigan again, who just got a nice jumper on that last possession. Brannigan again looking to take it to the basket. Great up and under move and can't get it to go. The iron unkind there. It rolls out of bounds. And let's see who it's... No, they're going to call a foul. Oh, my goodness. This is on Nate Kraft, and this is going to be his third. Actually, his fourth. This is the fourth foul on Nate Kraft. He's going to have to come out here for protection with 2:36 to go in the third. The ball was on the floor, and they somehow got Kraft as everybody was diving in the pile for the ball. That's just an unlucky break there for Delhi. 2:36 to go in the third. Looked like Kraft was just trying to make a play. They could have called it any variety of ways, but they call it against Delhi there. Sydney leads Delhi 37-33 with 2:25 to go in the third. Here is Trevor Dutton at the top of the key. Dumps one off here for Steven Smith. Up off the glass and in. Steven Smith now with 4 points, and Sydney leads 39-33. Here's Brannigan, and a timeout is taken by Delhi. Warren Kelly's seen enough. 2:11 to go in the third. It's Sydney leading Delhi 39-33. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Delhi taking a full timeout here. Warren Kelly trying to rally the troops here as he finds his Delhi Bulldogs crew down 39-33 with 2:11 to go here in this third quarter. Been a great back-and-forth contest tonight between the Bulldogs and the Sydney Warriors. And so Delhi will have the ball. They will inbound on the far side of the court in front of the Sydney student section. Delhi going right to left here as Sydney's going to come out of the timeout in a little man-to-man. Giaffi will kick out here and finds Brannigan at the top of the key. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock and 1:55 to go on the game clock here in the third quarter. Here is Hulbert. Passes for Cody Brewster, who has no points here tonight. Trying to change that, but it's blocked by Steven Smith. And Smith will leave it back off for Ethan Finch. And ahead now for Kyle Smith, who will slow it down. And he finds Finch on the far side. Back to Smith. And Kyle will dribble again to the left wing. Delhi now is going to change it up as well and go man-to-man. So both teams going with the old-fashioned defense. Finds Dutton, right side. Dribble drive into the paint. Pull-up jumper. Rattled out. Hit the front and the back of the rim before popping free. It remains a 6-point Sydney lead, 39-33, with a minute 15 to go in the third. Here's Giaffi. Blocked by Hoskins, and Sydney looking to run in transition. But the pass is too far in front of Dutton. He tries to save it out of bounds and will get it. Back up. Here now for Hoskins, back out for Finch. Three ball, right side, no good. Gets his own rebound, up to the basket, lost it, and Delhi will come away. Boy, end-to-end action here, folks, as Giaffi comes back down the floor. Both teams look a little winded after that transition. And to the right side it goes here for Connor Akins of Delhi. Back up to Brannigan, who puts on the brakes and allows both teams to catch their breath. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Giaffi to the rim, and he's fouled. Foul was on the floor as Giaffi just has a really quick first step. And the hand check is going to be there on Hoskins. That's going to be his third. Here's the team foul situation. 5 on Delhi and 4 on Sydney. Hoskins is going to come out here for protection. Dawson Backus will come back in. Good move there by head coach Mike Brzee. On the meantime, they get the ball in to Giaffi. He puts it up and in. He's got 18. They just lost him there, and I think the substitution had a little to do with it. Nobody knew their assignments, and now it's 41-33. Actually, no, excuse me, it's 39-35. They put it up on the scoreboard wrong there for a second, and I didn't notice until they started to make the change. So it's 39-35, Sydney on top of visiting Delhi. Delhi 12-0 overall, 6-0 in the league. Sydney down low, Ethan Finch. Got behind the defense, and he put it in, and Finch has 6. And now a steal by Dawson Backus. He throws it down the court and can't get the shot off before time expires. But that's going to do it for the third quarter. 41-35 is the score. Sydney on top with 8 minutes left to decide this one. Don't go anywhere, folks. Going to be a thrilling finish. I'm Nate Lull with live sports tonight here on CDO.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sportsfield Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sportsfield Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO. Can Sydney hold on for the next 8 minutes and hand Delhi their first loss of the season? We will see. Don't turn that dial, folks. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Sydney going left to right. Here's Ethan Finch. He gets into the paint, kicks out for Dutton, and a three ball is good for Trevor Dutton. Dutton now with 5 points, and Sydney takes a 44-35 lead. Dutton was left wide open in that left corner on the baseline, and he made him pay. Here's Gioffi with the ball. Left side will pass off to Brannigan, who sets up the offense. Sydney stays in the man-to-man. Here's Gioffi, top of the key. Little give and go with Brannigan. Kick out for Max Hulbert. Long three. Got it. Downtown for Max Hulbert. And he has five. And it's Sydney 44, Delhi 38. And here is Kyle Smith now at the top of the key. Smith will pass off for Alex Hoskins. Hoskins looking at his options. Will pass off for Dutton. Dutton steps in looking for Finch, but it's stolen away here by Connor Akins of Delhi. But Dutton hustling back. Punched it out of the hands there of Akins, and the ball rolls out of bounds. We'll stay with Delhi, but good hustle there by Trevor Dutton, the junior hustling back. So Brewster will inbound for Delhi in front of the Sydney student section as Delhi goes right to left. They get the ball into Hulbert and across for Gioffi at the top of the key. Gioffi looking to set up the offense with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney leads Delhi 44-38. Hulbert finds Gioffi, who's got 18, but he only has two here in the second half. Tries to go up for the jumper, and it's blocked away by Hoskins. And now a steal at midcourt will give it right back to Delhi. Long pass ahead here for Brewster. Brewster off the glass and in. His first 2 points of the night. Right place, right time, and it's back to a four-point game. Sydney 44, Delhi 40 with 6:25 to go. And now a foul. And they're going to say this is a foul on Stephen Smith. They're going to say Smith pushed off with the forearm. And that's going to be the second foul on him and the 15th foul on Sydney. And boy, I thought that was going to be a check on the wrist there on Delhi. Instead, they call him for the push-off. And it gives the ball right back to Delhi as they try to snatch the momentum. Here's Brannigan. Top of the key. Finds Hulbert left side. And he's fouled as he goes to the basket. And that's going to be on... Let's see, that's Trevor Dutton. That's going to be his fourth team foul. So head coach Mike Brzee for Sydney might have to be going to the bench here in just a couple of minutes. He's got some guys with some big foul numbers. Delhi gets it in, and the layup is missed there by Connor Akins, and the rebound for Sydney. Here's Hoskins down the left side of the floor, setting up the offense here with Kyle Smith. Smith at the top of the key finds Ethan Finch far side. Finch back for Smith. With 15 on the shot clock, looking to get the offense going. Back up for Finch. Now for Steven Smith, closely guarded by Gioffi. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Back for Dutton. Dutton looking to make a little dribble drive. Right side, kicks it out. Steven Smith pump fakes on the three. He's going to have to throw one up. Gets the two-pointer to go. Steven Smith now with six. The pump fake got him in for a 15-foot jumper, and he put it in. And it's 46-40. Sydney on top of Delhi. Now Brannigan for Hulbert. Back to Gioffi. Pulls up, wants that three, misses it, rolls out of bounds as it didn't even draw the rim, and the ball will go back to Sydney. Nate Kraft is going to check back in here, so he's got four. He's going to have to be careful for Delhi with 5:17 left. And so it's 46-40. Sydney with the ball and the lead over undefeated Delhi here at home. And now back for Dutton, far side three, just rattles out. It was halfway down before it rimmed back out. Delhi with the ball, trailing by 6. Here's Brewster. That one is short. No good. And Sydney picks up the loose change. Ahead for Hoskins. Hoskins down the left side, back up for Finch. Finch with a little dribble drive and tries to bounce pass into the corner, but is kicked by Gioffi. That'll stop play. So Hulbert will check back into the game. Cody Brewster comes out. Brewster hit 7 three-pointers the other night against Unitego. Tonight, 2 points. Sydney has done a good job of keeping him in check. 4:49 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney at home on top of Delhi, 46-40. And here is Ethan Finch with the ball for Sydney as they go left to right. They're in the home whites with the maroon trim here tonight. They pass it down low looking for Hoskins, but he was on the baseline. And the Zebra crew was right there to whistle it dead. And Delhi will get the ball back. And Brannigan will bring it up the floor here. This could be a big possession with 4.5 to go for Delhi as they continue to try to chip into this Sydney 6-point lead. Gioffi left side. Back for Brannigan. Brannigan finds Hulbert. Straightaway three. Got it downtown for Max Hulbert. Boy, ice running in the veins there for Hulbert. He was not afraid to pop it. It goes down. It's 46-43 as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Looks like we could be in for another thrilling finish here tonight in Sydney. Here's Finch at the top of the key. Finch spins away from trouble, passes down low, ball is loose, finds Colin Carl in. Colin Carl with 12 points. Sydney leads 48-43. Delhi again crossing the big Sydney S, going right to left at half court. Here's Gioffi left side. Gioffi with the bounce pass to Brannigan. Far side for Hulbert. Back to the top of the key for Gioffi. Drives to the bucket. His wild shot is no good. Kraft with the rebound. Back up top. 10 on the shot clock here as Delhi still hasn't hit the rim. Let's see how aware they are. Brannigan. Cross-court pass. Finds Simons. His pull-up jumper is short. No good. And Sydney comes away with the basketball. And now they'll slow it down as Kyle Smith will slowly trot up the floor. Sydney leads Delhi 48-43 with 3:05 to go. Here is Dutton to the left side. As Sydney goes left to right, Delhi is in the man-to-man. Here's Finch. Finds Colin Carl. Kraft guarding him. He passes off to Hoskins and it's in. Alex Hoskins now with 14. He just came off a pick, curled around and put it in. And Sydney leads 50-43. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Now's the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Welcome back Nate Lull on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Zach Green has checked back into the game. We haven't seen much of him in the second half, but he's back in along with Colin Carl, Alex Hoskins, Ethan Finch, and Kyle Smith here for Sydney. Delhi with the ball. Brannigan finds Connor Gioffi at the top of the key. This is a big possession here for Delhi. They pass down low for Nate Kraft. Ball is loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling for it. And now we'll have a foul as Delhi came away with it. And Finch came over and got a hand there on Justin Simons. Here's the situation, folks. 2:33 to go. It's 50-43. That's going to be the seventh team foul on Sydney. That's five on Delhi. And so Simons will go to the line here for Delhi. And the senior wearing number five has 4 points tonight, all in the second half. First shot is up and in. Hit the rim four times before going down. And that's when you know you're getting the shooter's touch right there. So it's 50-44. Sydney on top of Delhi. Second shot coming for Simons. This one is good. He puts it home and he has six. So back to a five-point game. Sydney leading Delhi 50-45 with 2.5 to go. Here's Ethan Finch outside the three-point line. Finds Hoskins, closely guarded by Gioffi. Passes off now for Zach Green. Green with the ball to the left side. Bounce pass for Colin Carl. Looking for his options. 15 on the shot clock as they find Finch. Sydney being very patient. Finch into the paint, and now it's going to be a hooking call here on Finch. And he did. He wrapped his arm right around the defender to make some space. And that's going to be his fourth foul. So that gives the ball back to Delhi. Sydney leading 50-45. Brannigan will walk it up the floor. Let's see if Delhi with the ball here. It's a little more urgency on this possession. Here's Hulbert. Hulbert looking for the backdoor pass to Gioffi. Couldn't find it. Good defense by Sydney. Back up now for Brannigan. Back for Hulbert. Closely guarded by Zach Green. Finds Brannigan again, who has Finch on him. 10 on the shot clock. They get it to Kraft. Kick out for Gioffi. Corner three is short. No good. And Smith was there for the rebound. Kyle Smith now in the backcourt. Passes ahead for Finch. And they get it over the timeline just in time with about 1 second to spare. To the far side for Finch. Passes down low for Colin Carl. Off the glass. Couldn't get it to go. Gets his own rebound and he's blocked from behind. Now a foul with 1:22 to go. And they're going to say the foul there on Hulbert. And so Colin Carl will go to the line. Boy, that was a good-looking block, I thought. But Sydney benefits here, and Colin Carl will go to the line. First shot for Carl is up and in. And he has 13. He's quietly gotten 13 points here tonight. Nate Kraft is going to come out of the ball game here. 51-45 is the score. Sydney trying to hang on here against undefeated Delhi. Second shot for Colin Carl is good. He's got 14. And the Commander-in-Chief, Mike Brzee, wants a timeout. 52-45, Sydney on top of Delhi with 1:22 to go in the fourth. I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Here's the scene. 52-45, Sydney leading undefeated Delhi. Again, with a minute and 22 seconds to go, Delhi with the ball, and Sydney comes with the full court pressure. As Delhi goes right to left, Gioffi brings it up the floor to the right side. He's got 18 on the game, but only two in the second half. Gioffi, top of the key. Dribbles and finds Max Hulbert left side. He gets down low and his pass is deflected out of bounds and will stay with the Bulldogs. The clock is really starting to become the enemy here of Delhi with 1:07 left. 52-45 is the score. Let's see what the Bulldogs can come away with on this possession. They find Gioppi. Baseline drive, and he's fouled. And Gioppi will go to the line, as that's going to be the ninth team foul against Sydney. There's six against Delhi and nine now against Sydney. So these are big free throws coming up here. Points you can get when the clock is stopped. So Gioppi to the line. Had a great first half. He's been quiet in the second, but Sydney has been draped all over him. First shot is up and good for Gioppi. He now has 19. Great contest here. Any way this is going to finish here tonight, just good quality basketball. 52-46 the score. Gioppi's second shot is good. Gets it to go, and he's got 20. 52-47 now. Sydney gets the ball. They go left to right. They find Alex Hoskins. He stops, passes back here for Kyle Smith. And ahead for Ethan Finch. Finch trying to go with the reverse layup, and he's fouled. With 51.8 to go. He drove the baseline on the left side, and now Finch will go to the line, as this is going to be the seventh team foul against Delhi. So two coming here for Finch as he was in the act of shooting. And these are big free throws for Sydney. First one is good for Finch. And Finch now with 7 points. He's had a nice night tonight, the sophomore wearing number 23. Second one coming here for Finch, with Sydney up 53-47. And make it 54-47 as he puts it in. So Finch has 8, and Sydney will take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Sydney leads 54-47 on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
51 seconds to go here on CDO. The Sydney boys leading Delhi 54-47, trying to give the Bulldogs their first loss on this season. Gioppi now with the ball as Delhi goes right to left. Top of the key for Brewster, straight away three, can't get it to go. Brannigan skies for the rebound. The smallest guy somehow comes down with it. Kicks it across for Hulbert. And back out here for Simons. His three can't go, and a rebound for Sydney Stephen Smith. And ahead now for Hoskins with under 30 seconds to go. Across for Finch, and he goes up and in. Ethan Finch now with 10 points, and Sydney leads 56-47, 20 seconds left. Gioffi's got the straightaway three, can't get it to go. Finch with a rebound, and now a foul by Delhi. Oh, and Mike Brazee is fired up here for Sydney. 12.4 to go in a game that Sydney absolutely had to have here tonight. It appears they will walk away with a victory as they lead 56-47 with 12 seconds left. They needed this one to stay in the realistic picture of staying in the top four in the MAC, which is where you need to be to have a chance to get into the semifinals and then the finals. And here's Kyle Smith to the line. First one is good for Smith, and he's got 6. And maybe this is what Sydney needs to turn their season around. Not that they are having a bad season. They've played a lot of bigger schools and some big tournaments, but two MAC losses in the early part of the season have put some things into question. But they have done a great job here tonight. Second free throw was good, and Sydney leads 58-47. Here's Brannigan all the way to the bucket, and he gets it to go. So Brannigan makes it 58-49, but the time is going to run out here tonight, and Sydney defeats Delhi 58-49. A huge win here tonight at home, and Delhi suffers their first loss of the season at the hands of the Sydney Warriors. 58-49 is our final score here, folks. Looks like actually they might put half a second or so back on the clock here. They are going to put up 1.4 to go. They're saying that the ball rolled down the court and everybody just started heading towards the benches, and then the ball rolled out of bounds. But either way, that's going to do it for tonight. Sydney with a big win, 58-49. Our postgame show is coming up as the Sydney bench rallies out to half court here to give some high fives and some hugs. Well deserved for the effort put forward by the Warriors here tonight. 58-49, our final score. We'll be back with the postgame show here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's our postgame show here on WCDO as Sydney knocks off undefeated Delhi 58-49. What a great game here, folks. Back and forth. Both sides played really, really well. And I would be willing to bet that they might see each other down the road again, either in the semifinals or the finals. All depends on how the seeds work out. But just a great little rivalry that's been brewing the last few years. Of course, now Sydney boys have won three in a row going back to last year against Delhi. So you know the Bulldogs are going to be gunning for them and hoping for another trip down memory lane, maybe to the MAC championship here later in the month up at Hartwick. That's going to be a lot of fun. So again, our final 58-49. Let's go through our scoring summary here for tonight. First for Sydney, 14 points for Alex Hoskins tonight, as well as Colin Carl. So those two will share team-high honors tonight, Carl and Hoskins with 14. Ethan Finch with 10. Kyle Smith with 6, Steven Smith with 6, Trevor Dutton with 5, and Zach Green with 2 points tonight for Sydney. On the other side for Delhi, Connor Gioffi with a game-high 20 points, played really good basketball, but just really good defense in the second half by Sydney, holds him to 4 points in the second half. 8 for Max Hulbert, 8 for Nate Kraft, who really struggled tonight just because of the foul trouble. When he was in the game, he was very, very effective, but limited because he spent a lot of time on the bench with the fouls. 6 for Justin Simmons, 5 for Ben Brannigan, 2 for Cody Brewster. Let's do our post-game awards. I should mention, too, that Alex Hoskins tonight had 5 block shots, 14 points and 5 blocks. That's a huge number as well. Thanks to our stat crew for that one tonight. Let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Connor Gioffi of Delhi. 16 points in the first half. He ends up with 20 for the game. I thought, you know, he's the leader of this Delhi team. As he goes, they go. And, boy, just when he's active in that half court, especially on defense and can get some steals, he likes to get out and run. He got a couple of breakaway layups, hit some big threes. He deserves our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Next, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I just brought up the 5 blocks there for Alex Hoskins. I want to give that one to him tonight. 14 points, the 5 blocks. He's just so active on the boards, too. Does such a great job. Alex Hoskins, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. It's brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Going to give this one to Colin Carl here tonight. There's a lot of guys you could give it to on both sides, but I thought Colin Carl just down low. He had his hands full with Nate Kraft, did a good job on him. Quietly comes up with 14 points, seemed to get the rebounds when they needed it most. So Colin Carl gets our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award tonight. We'll be right back here tomorrow night, folks, for the girls' matchup between Sydney and Delhi. That'll be a 7:15 tip-off. And, you know, the Delhi girls are undefeated in MAC play as well. Both those teams fighting for positions in the top four. That's going to be a great game as well. Again, our final here tonight, 58-49. Sydney knocks off previously undefeated Delhi. A great contest. You can always go back and listen on WCDOsports.com and our audio archive at any time. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.